killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey.
Everybody, it's Thursday, and I'm by myself tonight. Zeno and Riff are off at some restaurant doing some sort of socialization experiment on some other people. Either that, or they're just having dinner out. So, yeah, got to work today, and the power was out because of a dust storm. And then turns out they weren't going to do the radio show with me, and so I. KMD says, "Wow, good levels," as though it's a surprise that I actually sound right. Anyway, I decided to come right back home and do my show from the scorpion hive that my wife and I are trying to live in now. Scorpion count is up to 12 or 13. I'm not sure exactly how many we've found and slain. Gonna go hunting tonight with a black light, because I hear they come out of hiding to dance when you shine a black light on them. Since I am doing the show by myself, and there hasn't really been a lot going on, I am probably gonna do the thing that I do every once in a while, which is to have this show be about half me answering questions and half me playing songs. So yeah, I guess I can get started. AkAkAk47 asks, no wait, I already did this. Some of these are still from let's see. Let's see, Ashlyn pointed out that jam band flyer and hippie band flyers. Or the jam band flyers and the rock band flyers bug, which I believe I fixed while I was on the radio. Let's see. Fineldar saying, I like the non-combats going into the crypt fight, making it easier to prepare and stuff if you lose, but the guys in the boss bat place is annoying. The bodyguards are as strong as the boss, and you have to heal every time until you actually get to the boss. I don't think they're as strong as the boss. That would be... Let's look, shall we? Boss bat... So he's got a power and defense of some numbers. And then search for Beefy. No, they're significantly less powerful than the boss bat. And significantly more veiny. And they have extra chins. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that shouldn't be the case. That they're as tough as the boss bat. You know, because they're not. Dr. Van Mojo says, so, any further thoughts on making rank beads and class rings just untradeable instead of quest items? Eh, I mean, it's something that probably eventually I will do, but I don't know. Memorable says, what can you do with the handfuls of confetti? You can throw them in the air and have a big party. Maladita says, I'm still wanting more undead here. Bring on the ghosts, the ghasts, the revenants, the spirits, the vampires, and all of those are misspelled. But, you know, I like the undead, too. Maybe one day there will be a giant set of zones the size of Spooky Raven with even more undead in it, like Spooky Raven is. Black Cat says, I just got a mug and a sticker from you guys for $12. The fucking shipping was like $8. How the hell was the Store of Loathing making any money? Well, the sticker, you know, doesn't cost us really anything, and the mugs are pretty cheap. I mean, the Store of Loathing doesn't really make much money. It breaks even, and it pays Zly, and that's kind of all we're going for. We, I've said this before, but those of you who are tuning in, those of you who are not long-time listeners, but perhaps first-time callers, our sort of reasoning for having the store in the first place is not that we want to sell stuff and make money, but that people want stuff with our stuff printed on it. So, we kind of made the store because people asked us to sell t-shirts to them, and I sort of hate commerce in general, so I don't want to be like, oh, well, let's have a meeting and figure out how much we can charge for these shirts so that we make the largest amount of money while, you know, disenfranchising the fewest people, because what will the market bear? What is the sort of cost tolerance for our player base on these? Scully, check the demographic sheets. See what people are willing to pay for a t-shirt. I mean, I know that I would like it if I went somewhere to a website and I was like, oh, I want a t-shirt to advertise for these guys. Because that's really what it is, you know? I mean, why should you pay us to advertise for us? You shouldn't, that's why. You should cut all the tags off your shirts, too. And cut all the tags off your wife's shirts and make her angry. Maladita says, how about something like a double effectiveness gravy fairy that completely eliminates stat gains and item drops? Fun stuff, really. Well, if it was a double effectiveness gravy fairy that completely eliminated item drops, then that would actually... Maybe doubling means multiplying by zero in this context, but I don't think so. I don't know. I feel like that would be, you know, that would obviously become the familiar of choice for high-level item farmers, and I don't know that I really want to give them that. I could see it being some temporary thing that, you know, would only be useful in an ascension run. I don't know how we could do that, though. Maybe it could stop functioning once your level was higher than 15. Of course, you would never gain any levels if you were using it, so... Watermoon says, would it be possible to inform a player how many of a given item they have in inventory when they click on its description post-battle? If it is possible, it'd be very handy. Well, it would be an extra hit on the database every time, and I think the number of cases in which that would actually be useful to someone are fairly limited, so don't want to do it. Fineldar asks if the swarm of scarab beetles are bugs or a feature. I thought I remembered Riff hating his real name and liked being called Riff, and his name was super secret. His name's on the Choose Your Own Adventure. Were you guys lying, or am I totally wrong? I don't actually know. Maybe Scully put Riff's real name on the Choose Your Own Adventure. Or, I don't know, Riff's the one who laid it out. Glibsnoot1 says, have you heard Weird Al's Trapped in the Drive-Thru? Oh, I have. I guess this was in response to me talking about Trapped in the Closet. Maybe we'll, I think I've played Trapped in the Drive-Thru on this radio show before. And I have, actually, because I have a terrible, terrible MP3 of it that the sound keeps going in and out. Glebe says, if you won't let us pull wangs from Hanks, how about letting us wang people with our wangs directly from Hanks? Yeah. I mean, I could see making them untinkerable, unauto-sellable, and making them a free pull. Since wangs basically are just a social thing, but I'm not going to write new code to allow you to use items from Hanks ever again if I can avoid it. Vidalia says, would it be possible to have an option on the closet to add all? No. No, it wouldn't. We could do it, but those queries that move all of your items from a bunch of places to one place, or everything from one table to another table, like ascending or pulling everything out of Hanks, just bring the database server to its knees. And if that's something that you could just do at will, that would cause... It would create a lot of opportunities for people to grief us. Puff the Magic Dragon says, are there any pictures of the cat anywhere? We always hear you guys yelling at it, but I've never seen any pictures of it. I don't know if there are any pictures of Zangetsu online or not. You'll have to ask Xenophobe. He's the one. Istanbul says that he just called to say, I love you. He just called to say how much he cares. He just called to say, I love you, and he means it from the bottom of his heart. My cousin once in grade school asked me if I had heard the new Stevie Wonder song, I Love Soda Pop, and I said, no, I haven't heard that song. And he said, it goes like this, I just called to say, I love soda pop! That was one of the best songs that was ever made up for me. John Patrick MCP says, I was listening to a podcast of last Monday's show, and you mentioned starting work on a Fallout-esque game. Whatever happened to Galaxies of Loathing, or was that just a wishful dream never meant to see the light of day? I don't know. We have a bunch of ideas. I feel like the next project for us should be a kind of a framework for us to make all of these other games that we want to make. Like making it a sort of extensible engine for making browser-based games. If we decided that we wanted to make a bunch more browser-based games. Riff's all into this post-apocalyptic idea that he's been developing. You know, we get ideas, we talk about them, we get excited about them, we get them into various stages of development, and then, you know, decide not to do them. Or maybe we do decide to do them. I don't know. He's got a bunch of stuff laid out, and, you know, we're always working on stuff, and you never know. Now that we sort of don't have NS13 or any other great big KOL projects, and we all kind of burnt out working on KOL stuff, it's times like this, or times like right after Ascension, that we always get sort of excited talking about, hey, let's make a new game, or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll do stuff. There will be another asymmetric game for you to play someday. Pisantella says, Frozen Hands is not the cold equivalent of Burning Hands, but the other two pairs of Saucer effects are indeed equivalent. Is it a bug, or does it do something completely different? Oh, let me see. I'm thinking that it might actually be a bug, because I believe that those were supposed to be the same thing. Let's see what effect ID that is. Sounding. Listening to me type is, as always, I'm sure, incredibly exciting. Let's see, 323. It really should be equivalent to Burning Hands. Huh. If that's not doing what you would expect it to do, then there is something wrong. So if you can duplicate... that whole not doing things. then let us know how. Mammy Yoakum says, will Heartbreakers Hotel ever be implemented in Bad Moon? Maybe, maybe someday. It depends. You know, we don't know what we need to put there yet until we get a couple more months worth of Bad Moon runs. I haven't actually looked at those leaderboards. Let me do that now and see how people are doing. Bad Moon. Huh. 12-day Disco Bandit run. That's pretty good. These are looking surprisingly close to even. I'm actually a little surprised that Sorcerers aren't burning through there any quicker. Giant variations in the leaderboard, which is always exciting, because that'll slow down as time goes by. Looks like Crapstorm is pulling off some Postmaster Bad Moon runs. Neat. We need to get some Bad Moon tattoos made. FFL2 at 3 Rock says the last two rows of my trophies both have 5 trophies instead of 5 and then 4. Bug? Yeah, that's the way that works is all ridiculous, and I probably ought to just redo that code completely. Imagine that you're a bad programmer and you're writing code to display the trophies like that. You would probably come up with the same solution that I did. Fred Levi says, there should be a star chef staff. It could shoot stars for massive damage, or something. Or it could drink champagne and then pee stars for massive damage. Istanbul says, I can confirm that the plastic pumpkin bucket no longer does perfect elemental damage. Cold versus the Snow Queen, stench versus the hippies, etc. Okay, is that stench versus the Mobile Sweat Lodge and the Dread Squad, or is it stench versus all hippies? Because if it is only failing to do perfect damage against physically resistant elemental creatures, then that's much easier to diagnose. So if you can confirm that, then... Yeah. Black Cat says, awesome re 90 degrees rotation. Lol. Psycho says, if you could blow up the world with a flick of a switch, would you do it? No, I like the world. Fred Levi says, will there ever be a Mr. Store item with different effects depending on what class you are? Could be neat. Yeah, that's a neat idea, actually. Because, you know, it's kind of 6 items in 1 for Ascenders. Although, then that means we kind of have to come up with 6 valuable items to use, and if we were going to do that, why wouldn't we just do a series of 6? Well, if they were class-specific, that'd be a little less. So, Jade Dragon Piece says, the Chinese have lots of strange rules about what can and cannot appear in games, like no skeletons. The only reason I know this is because of my Chinese magic cards. Wow, China's worse than Walmart. China doesn't allow skeletons. At least Walmart, you know, all they disallowed was pentagrams and demons. Black Cat says, drop the wow bullshit. You drop the wow bullshit. Rapparn says, when you've killed Ed, there are 2 links that say back to the pyramid or something. Why 2? I probably hard-coded a link back to the pyramid at some point when... there wasn't one in the normal code that creates that link, and then I forgot about... Let's see if I can find that in the... Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and comment out that hard-coded one. I'm going to build the fight script. I'm going to push the fight script. Synthetic says, could you make a usage percentage next to your familiar in the terrarium? I feel like that's the kind of thing that is going to confuse a new player who doesn't know about the concept of familiar percentage and ascension runs, or who doesn't actually know about the concept of ascension at all. Yeah, I can see why you would want that data, but... that's the kind of thing that I would probably just leave to Grease Monkey. Yeah. Fred Levi says, why is the Feely Mr. A a pin? The game image suggests that it's some kind of necklace charm. Yeah, it is some kind of necklace charm in the game. Boozer Bear, a long time ago, found some things that are just perfect Mr. Accessories. They were like these little yellow smiley face necklaces that the thing that the string attaches to on the necklace is a cap that you unscrew, and it pulls out a little wand to blow bubbles, and the body of the Mr. A is filled with bubbles, which was neat. And they're just kind of perfect, but we couldn't find them for the Feelies. I don't know, he bought them in some store, and we looked and looked and looked and tried to find where you could buy them in bulk, and we just couldn't come up with it. So we ended up just having custom pins printed, and that was as good as we could do. Mr. Game says, have you seen Astari's post on the forums about garnishes for booze? Plan on doing anything about it? Not now, I don't. I can understand that the way things stand right now, that is sort of one die roll that has perhaps an unduly important effect on how your day one turns out, which, you know, and then how your day one turns out has repercussions into how your entire run turns out. But I don't want to start making balance tweaks on that kind of thing yet. You know, we'll get more and more and more data as time goes by, and either people will, you know, come to the conclusion that this is definitely something that they just hate, and as soon as they get their garnishes for the day, that's when they know whether their run is gonna be a good one or not. You know, I honestly don't know that I think it's a problem if... Okay, let's say that the way Ascensions were before, basically, people did chain two-day runs all the time. I am honestly totally okay with you being able to do an X-day run 50% of the time with the same skill, and an X-plus-one-day run the other 50% of the time, and that being totally determined by the RNG. I am entirely okay with that. You know, I think that the luxury of knowing exactly how many days your runs were going to take is a luxury that you got used to and should, you know, just be able to do without at this point. So, honestly, I think that, you know, the way it was before, if you were really trying for a one-day run, you know, you'd have to throw a lot of resources at it, but you could pretty easily chain semi-speedy runs. I mean, I say semi-speedy, I mean, they're actually really, really fast, but you could chain the fastest sort of non-stunt runs together, and I don't, you know, that's not something that I necessarily want to preserve in terms of the design. So, you know, basically, I'm waiting for more data to come in, but I have a feeling that I don't care about it, so, yeah. If I do anything about it, it'll be a ways down the road. Redpot says, how about more BHH items between 15 and 100 lucre? Yeah, I'd actually like to do that, because that's the idea of, you know, you starting down the road of getting 100 lucre and then being tempted with something that costs 30 or 40 or 50. That makes me kind of happy. Because, you know, then what do? Do you start over? Maybe, I don't know. I wonder how people would feel if there was an item that you could get for 50 lucre that would cut a day or two off of the amount of time that it would take for you to get all of the lucre items. Not entirely sure how I would create that item. I guess it could just be some sort of item that made it more likely when you were hunting a bounty that you would find the particular monster that you were hunting for. But it would be really difficult to balance that because, like an odor extractor that could only be used on monsters that you currently had bounties on but could be repeated or just, you know, something that gave you an effect or whatever. Huh. It would be difficult to balance that because some days it would cut 5 turns off of the search, and some days it would cut 30 turns off the search, depending on the sort of relative frequency of the monster. Although I guess we could have it work. I mean, we know the frequencies on them based on the number that he wants, so we could have it just work in a... We could have it work in a way that picked the odds of finding the monster based on that. I don't know. I don't know if I think that's a good idea or not. What I do think is a good idea is playing some more Pixies songs. So that's what I'm going to do. Gonna just pick some songs off of Doolittle, and then I'm going to play them. Nope, not going to play that one. All right, I'll see you guys in a few minutes.
Yeah. got hair in a girl that blows to her bones, and a comb in a pocket. It's a wind.
Vrax Flail says, where can I find a map of all the locations for KOL Con 4? I need to know where in Tempe it is. Oh, and where exactly is the last night at? Is it a bar or what? The last night on Saturday is at a, it's kind of a bar. It's a concert venue. It's all ages, if that's what you're curious about. The pre-reg packs have maps. I thought that Zly's post in the forums also had maps, but at the very least, it might have, let's see, KOLCon 4. Yeah. There's a link in the community forum, KOLCon 4, with, a kind of blurry map, but a map nonetheless with the addresses of stuff on it. So, yeah, look no further than the community forum to find the maps there. Rap Parn says, will you ever implement NS15? Someday. Dotar Sojat says, when will Friends of Hank's be replaced on the login screen? One of these days a little while ago. I am Poonha says, is there any way we could get the ultra hydrated effect from an item instead of an adventure? No. Lawler says, is there ever going to be a point in time where everyone can have a chance to get all the trophies? Well, no. I mean, people won't be able to get this stupid trophy, for instance. The Dread Pirate Wesley reporting what might be a bug in the gift shop. Send a bug report about that. I am Soup Combust says, a couple of people voiced the concern about the Frat Flyers a while back to whoever was on the radio, and that person, Jick or Scully, flipped out about how overworked the other person was, if memory serves. Oh, weird. I don't know. I don't remember ever flipping out about how overworked Scully was, so maybe it was the other way around. That's also not something that he would have been able to fix. Let's see. Creamy Ass started a story about something and then didn't finish it. That's disappointing. I'd like to know what.
Red Pot says, I love the duck shortcut, thanks.
Yeah. Furtawoon points to a Gizmodo link. I don't really understand how that works, and I don't want to read things that are on websites. I'm against reading things on websites. Blood Axe said, if I ascend with superhuman cocktailing perm but not advanced cocktail crafting, will I be able to use the skill to get the alcohol modifying items 5 times a day? No. Omega Tank says, bears in World of Warcraft only drop rotting bear carcasses because every time one drops, it sends you forward in time 1 week, gives you the corpse, and sends you back again. It's also probably the same thing for pickpocketing gnoll teeth from gnolls. Yeah. That's exactly how it works. Mark Sochist says, hey guys, any chance the elemental gravy fairy and rock equipment could be taken out of the list for Common Chameleon returns in the arena? I could see the rock equipment being taken out of there from a play perspective, and I guess the elemental stuff from a narrative perspective. And Naked Juice says, hey, Jake, your recent Scorpion troubles are eerily similar to the current Control-Alt-Delete webcomic storyline. Huh, I've never read Control-Alt-Delete. Omega Tank says, recent surveys have shown that up to 2% of Jick and Scully shows are taken up with the phrase, huh, closely followed by Jick's cough and that Strong Bad Fan EX, or whatever his name is. Not Strong Bad Fan EX. Strong Bad Fan EX. That's funny. Not coughing so much as clearing my throat. That's different than coughing. I'm going to switch from huh to just for you, Omega Tank. Uber Noodle Boy says, I know it's not quite as bad as scorpions, but I had only seen one centipede in my life till I moved into my new house just 20 miles from my old one. Now I found 3 indoors. One was dead, and the other 2 were fairly benign animals, so I'm not too worried, though. I've only ever seen one centipede in Arizona. Either there is something like a centipede that is just incredibly horrifying and dangerous, and every step that it takes on your skin leaves a painful welt, or somebody lied to me about centipedes once. Because that's what I believe about centipedes. I believe that they're big and loud, and every time they touch you, they poison you. Probably a lot of time in these shows is taken up by me making that little sound with my tongue, too. Redpot says, do ultra-rare adventures override semi-rare adventures, or are they two completely different things? I believe that ultra-rares override everything.
Bobula says, I really like the idea mentioned a month ago where the reassembled Blackbird keeps his name after you lose him and get him again the next ascension. Yeah, that came up, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, we could just use the same mechanism that we use for familiars in Bad Moon to store him, to store their name in the table and just, you know, pretend that the Blackbird doesn't actually go away, but it just goes into storage. But we can't, actually, because then it would give you back the Blackbird when you were out, when you ascend out of Bad Moon. We don't want that. We could use that mechanism and just hard code for it, I guess, since that's the kind of shit we do all the time, which is why our code is all fucked up. The Gunrun asks, who smokes on the dev team? Will we ever hear anybody's mother on the radio show? I doubt if we'll ever hear anybody's mother. Riff smokes. I enjoy a cigar every once and again. Scully smokes these fucked up eclipse things that are kind of like they're these tubes, and you light the end and you suck on it and then smoke comes out. So I guess they're cigarettes, but the smoke tastes kind of like burning newspaper, and it doesn't actually burn down. Like, when you put the cigarette in the ashtray, it just looks like an entire cigarette. I don't like them. But yeah, that's who smokes on the dev team. Zlyania smokes. She's an employee, too. Hot Stuff smokes a lot of pole. When Xenophobe drives, he's always peeling out, so a lot of smoke is created from his tires. We're also forced to eat a lot of his dust. Audobound says, please tell us if there is some way to make chef staves in Bad Moon. There is not. Seal Clubber for Life says, when in the Valley of Roth, I have my auto attack on and smashed an adding machine. Could they show up more or be, like, immune to normal attacks? Thanks. No, you'll just have to not have auto attack on if you're worried about that kind of thing. Enter the Wumpus says, Jick, you mentioned disliking Encores. The Baltimore Sun has an article about them that you might enjoy reading with quotes from They Might Be Giants. Huh. Baltimore Sun Encore. Huh, I'll read that at some point. Because listening to me read is not nearly as much fun as listening to me type. XYM says, with the advent of Casual Core, will everyone's first ascensions be retroactively made into casual completed runs? There is probably... Oh, wait, he did provide a link. Sorry, Under the Wampus. I just hadn't scrolled down to it. I don't know. There's probably some reason not to do that I'm not thinking of right now. So, maybe that'll come up at some point when I have time to actually investigate it. I don't think it's that important of a thing to do, so... The Move says, hello, gents. The reference to River's Edge on the last show cracked me up. Well, good, because that's a good movie. Everyone should watch The River's Edge. It's got Crispin Glover in it. And he points out the extent to which you don't understand anything, man. Man, I like Crispin Glover. Although, he would probably be a real pain in the ass if you were actually trying to hang out with him. I gotta imagine that somebody that weird is really hard to deal with. Anybody who, like, David Letterman can't deal with. Although, I don't know, maybe David Letterman's a prick. I'm starting to hear that David Letterman is kind of a prick. I don't want David Letterman to be a prick, but, you know, maybe he is one. Bahu says, that's a question that I'm going to actually forward to Xenophobe because it's about playing NetHack on Putty. I'm going to write a message to Xenophobe. I'm going to click send message to Xenophobe.
Landar the second says, casual ascensions are still showing up on familiar leaderboards. I should fix that. Frozen Flames says, hey, Echo and the Reverb crew, I can't listen to the shows live, and I sent in a couple of messages during the hulking amount of time when shows weren't being recorded. I don't know if they were answered, so I was wondering if I could send them in again, slash KMailJick. P.S. Why hasn't Dakota Fanning been on the show lately? Oh, but she has. Yeah, sure, you can send them in again, Frozen. I don't believe that there were any shows that were broadcast that are not currently on the archive. I could be wrong about that. If somebody knows of ones that are, like, available on the podcast, but not on the Asymmetric Archive, then please let me know. Watts Apple Person says, we need more Chef Staves. That is true. Hey guys, when you mix a plastic, a tiny plastic sword with a cherry, lime, or jumbo olive, it says you mix up a refreshing cocktail. When it is not a cocktail, will you fellas fix this? No. The Rum says, any news on the documentary? The short cut is finished, and they are working like crazy on the long cut. I guess that's all they're doing, and he was hoping to have something to show us by Con, by KOL Con. They got a bunch of extra footage at Comic Con, and they had us, sort of say some things that, were helping them put together, segues in the longer bits, and they did a bunch of, player interviews with people who came to the booth, so it's definitely still being worked on, and I mean, at that point, we're gonna have to figure out how one gets a DVD pressed and what we have to do as far as, like, you know, I have no idea how you sell a DVD. Nightmares got us all freaked out about the fact that you can see logos on our shirts and stuff. He was worried that we wouldn't be able to get Negative Land's permission for my copyright infringement is your best entertainment value shirt, and I think that that's kind of funny, because I feel like those guys would probably say yes if I asked. Slightly Evil says, is the level 11 quest a deliberate play on Act 2 of Diablo 2, the Heradric Staff, or is it just coincidental? I mean, in as much as, no, it's not. It's that they're both a play on Raiders of the Lost Ark. I actually had forgotten about the Heradric Staff, though. It was entirely Raiders of the Lost Ark for me. The Rum says, I know you guys have always wanted a sneak attack for Moxie classes, and I had an idea about that. If you had a melee weapon, you could get a backstab / club option if you got the initiative, and it would do 1.5 to 1.7 damage or something like that. If you had a ranged weapon, you'd get the option to snipe the opponent. Well, yeah, okay, but then we'd prevent the monster from attacking next round after doing a normal amount of damage. It wouldn't have to cost too much MP because it's not super overpowered, and it would be a nice bonus. We definitely want to do that. It's just that every time we sit around in dev talking about, well, how do we make this useful without making it overpowered or whatever? It's kind of, you know, and we just never end up with anything satisfying. So I think what's going to have to happen is I'm eventually just going to have to be like, all right, I'm tired of trying to find consensus, so I'm just going to implement this and see what people think. One thing that is definitely getting through to me about the sort of criticisms of NS13 is, if it is actually the case that combat is just taking more rounds in general, and combats whose outcomes are foregone conclusions are just requiring a lot of extra tedium and not just extra actual resources in terms of, like, you know, meat for healing and MP and stuff, then that's something that ought to be addressed. I mean, I feel like some just sort of overall method of making plinking go a little more quickly in cases where it's not a big deal for it to go more quickly. Yeah, I don't know. I'll think about that. And maybe that can be addressed with some sort of snipe or backstab option. I mean, you know, we had tossed around the idea of snipe being a regular ranged attack if you won initiative that either was a regular range attack or hit it at below your moxie level, you know, like that, so it was harder to hit, but if it hit, did a percentage of the monster's hit points as damage. Because that would, you know, that would soften the plinking blow by quite a bit. I mean, unless you were only plinking for two rounds, in which case it's not really a problem. So let's say it did 50% of the monster's hit points as damage if it connected. You know, then what does it cost? Would you ever use Mox's Maneuver again? I mean, I feel like Mox's Maneuver is sort of goofy, right? Because the only place that it ever sees any use is against scaling monsters, and that hardly ever happens. We sort of eliminated the need for Mox's Maneuver against the Sorceress by making just leveling up an option for beating her. So, that's, you know, that's one thing. It might be time for Mox's Maneuver to go away and be replaced by something that is not only, you know, new content and interesting things to do in combat, but the one problem that I see with the whole Snipe as an alternative means of reducing the number of turns that you have to spend plinking is that the true optimizers will say, well, if I snipe, I don't get to pickpocket, and therefore it is not optimum. It is still best to waste all the time actually plinking. And that's one of those things where it's like, well, fuck. You know, I can't solve this problem. Dr. Van Venmo just says, so will the fix for people who lost their outfits in the middle of the level 12 quest roll out soon? Lost is not so much the word that I would use to describe that as deliberately destroyed. And yeah, it should. Weird. The Gun Run is asking if we can play some of the Walmart is awesome music during the break. I don't know that I have it. OMG Lol Nub says, did you know that a bouquet of faggot flowers got on the front page today? I thought you fixed that sort of problem. Not that I care, faggots. Eh. I don't know. If nobody's complained about it, then it wouldn't have drawn anybody's attention. And I probably wouldn't do anything about it anyway. And if it was a guy named Bouquet of Faggot Flowers that was just going into chat and sending a PM to every single person saying, here's your flower, faggot, then sure, do something about that. But Harry Annie says, I'm disappointed that Bad Moon players can find oyster eggs. I don't want to have to plan my Bad Moon leaderboard runs around feast/oyster days. Bad Moon is advertised as a totally level playing field, and it would be a shame if the leaderboard is only attainable a few times per year. I'm also worried about having Crimbo advantages. You know, again, that's one of those solutions that, or that's one of those problems with no real solution, right? Because I don't want people in Bad Moon to just not be able to see holiday. It's really recurring holiday content. I honestly don't think it's a big deal if all of the Bad Moon leaderboard runs have to encompass a Feast of Boros. You know, the obvious solution is to put in something that gives as much of an advantage as Feast of Boros somewhere else. And we've actually got a holiday plan that's equivalent to Feast of Boros, but for booze. That honestly can be put in. It's just a matter of sitting down and saying, hey, Scully, write some of this stuff, and then it's just done, right? It would only take an hour to actually draw and code up. I am kind of okay with all Bad Moon leaderboard runs. Let's say the situation is such that all Bad Moon leaderboard runs have to include a Feast of Boros. Because let's say they're 10 or 11 or 12 days, you know, you could start it within 10 days of it in either direction. So that's, you know, a third of the time, right? When you actually look at the KOL calendar, because it's not that long, right? And let's say there's another holiday that's got a similar impact on how quickly you can get through a Bad Moon run, then we position that somewhere, well, unless the calendar gap ends up being really close. But I don't think it is. I think it's actually the KOL May where that holiday is going. I'm not positive about that, but I think it is. So that's pretty good, right? And then there's two-thirds of the time that if you start a Bad Moon Run, you can do it. Or I guess that arithmetic isn't really working out the way that I think it is, because you have to start it within 10 days, so that's actually like 1/9. 20 out of 90 isn't a third anyway. Well, I suck at math. You know, I still don't think it's a big deal. Let's see. Finally gotten onto today's questions. Zabor says, why isn't turned into a skeleton effect cleared by any of the power naps / healing tongues? Every other negative effect from the desert is. Bug? Feature? Well, all of the effects have invisible categories now, and they are categories that are chosen pretty much entirely based on the narrative description of the effect, and it just didn't work out that way. I don't know. It maybe because turned into a skeleton is like a magical effect rather than a physical effect, because I don't think any of the naps or tongues cure magic. The naps cure diseases and mental effects. The tongues cure physical effects and wounds, which are different than physical effects. Not for any good reason right now, but they just are. The Nernug says, do any of your friends have kids? I have some friends with kids. Yes, some of my friends have kids. Space Wolf's assistant says, with the lack of updates recently, guessing you are tired, could we have a simple visit from the trader? I don't know. The Nernug says, when your kids start to swear, what will you do to punish him or her? I don't know that I would punish a kid for swearing. I would just tell him, don't swear a lot. Don't swear around, you know, don't swear in polite company. Don't swear around Mormons is the advice that my wife will give. Are the characters in Big Love Mormons?
Yeah.
I did not know that. So they don't cuss?
I don't know. They don't smoke.
What do they do?
More than one wife.
Mormons don't not fuck more than one wife. It was as though God was talking to me. What did he say? You can have multiple wives. I am going to play some more music. The Pixies were good, but so are Crash Test Dummies, and that's what I'm going to play now. But what songs? The Psychic. Good old Two Knights and Maidens. Everybody likes the Two Knights and Maidens. And In the Days of the Caveman. And those are the three songs that you're going to hear while I drink some beer and do some other stuff.
You're thinking I hear like a knife. She said all the years that have come to pass, and all the years that shall be, I see here brand new for me. Tells a disease. Would she keep it secret? It stood before me. What could some gods hold? Where is the blood hold? Can't I escape what she sees? She said all the years that have come to pass, all the years that shall be, I see here right before me. I see here before me. Thank you.
time mate. Using chopping tools instead of hot plates.
steady ride out to Walmart. What about his friends with guns? Would they laugh or had he got some strange disease? God, jump on his feet. Segway team hot on the blankets in the garden, but God said nothing, so someone asked him, beg your pardon.
Liquid X says, why can't we pulverize the iEtty Kitty phone charm? I don't know that it's the case that you can't. Yeah. Hannah the Dream says, I have this question for Jick. I have noticed a lot of RNG nerfing. Hooray! Will this go on? What more can we expect? Thanks. I definitely want to look at the unlocking of the Hidden Temple. And maybe the adventures inside the Hidden Temple. See, it's a little rough, right? Because the best way to remove RNG screwage potential from something is to make the adventure super likely, because that way I can have absolute control over when they occur. However, making them super likely means that you can no longer modify the chances of them occurring yourself via plus non-combat. So, you know, there's some balance that needs to be struck, right? And I'm not sure where that balance is. Yeah. That's the answer to that. But yeah, I mean, I definitely want to take a look at the... There are also, I think, some issues with older players who might have gotten the Hidden Temple thing stuck in an unwinnable state. So that needs to be looked at. Even if it wasn't going to change anything. Fake Cow says, a week ago you said that a gnome week was 8 months. If so, then 20 gnome minutes would be approximately 11.5 hours. Subbot says, I'm fairly new to KOL, so maybe this is a retarded question, but there is a particular reason why people in Ronin/Hardcore can't use the mall and have the items go to Hank's. We sort of made this decision that for the sake of just safety of the code, the only way that items could ever go into Hank's is when you ascend. And the thing is, people expect you to be able to do that because there are so many things that you can do that involves pulling stuff out of Hank's, and that's, you know, not something we intended to do either. That was just us sort of caving to popular request over and over and over again. I don't know. I just don't want to break that because I'm just scared of that code. It works the way it is now. We haven't had a bad item duping bug in a long-ass time, and it's because we haven't added new features like that in a long time. So, yeah. Fake Cow says, so the gnome in the desert would want you to come back in over 11 hours and not almost directly after you visited him. Yeah, that's... How do you know that Hank is from the same tribe of gnomes? Maybe they each have a different chink in a cave, maintaining a different clockworks, and so each of their tribes has a dramatically different sense of time. The nomadic ones, they have to go from chink to chink and dance cheek to cheek. Ziltang says, you should be able to combine two half-rotten brains to make a rotten brain. No, you would end up with two half-rotten brains, not a rotten brain. Unless you cut them up. If you combine them, you would end up with a brain and a rotten brain. Throne Row says, could we get more ranged weapons? Particularly in the middle levels, there's just nothing to use except legendary weapons for like 8 levels in a row. Yeah, that was something that Hot Stuff was lamenting and wanted to throw some at the game. You know, it's possible that as a minor update at some point we could go through and throw some miscellaneous random ranged weapons. Slippy Slide says, hey, Jake, a clan-related question. Could you make it so that you could edit the normal member rank? Can you not? I guess you can't. I mean, normal member isn't really a rank. It's just what you are when you don't have a rank, so no. Gleeb says, did any of you at Comic-Con check out the College University booth? No. Giesel says, in the level 11 quest, when female characters get the covert operations adventure, they're still called Mr. Abercrombie. Well, right. The fake ID is that good that even if you're a female, they still believe that you are actually Bramlett Abercrombie. He also says, if there isn't a trophy for something involving Disco Bandit combo fatalities, there should be. That is a good idea. Master of Doom says, why are there no more Tuesday updates? Actually, it's not that there are no more Tuesday updates, it's that there haven't been any Tuesdays since NS13. It's weird. Something happened, and every time we go to bed on Monday night, we just wake up Wednesday morning. And we're not sleeping 24 hours. It's just that there aren't any Tuesdays anymore. Swine says, okay, here's my suggestion about the top pane. I propose a change links link situated under the copyright information that, when clicked, takes you to a page with radio buttons or checkboxes to let you define specific locations that you have unlocked to display in the top pane. Of course, the top row, logout inventory and such, would have to be static. You know, I've thought about that. That's not a bad idea, but it's one more thing that we have to change every time we add content. Which, how often do we add new container documents? Not particularly often, but I don't know. That's the kind of thing that, you know, if Xenophobe got a buck up his ass to do that, then fine, but I'm not going to tell him to spend his time on that, because it's just not that big of a deal. D-Melide, he says, the picture of the lesser fruit golem has fruity banana ears, but never drops them. Why not? Those are actually wings. Because it's like a fruit bat. get it. Or perhaps it's a fruit fly. You know, the same reason that the other fruit golem never drops that watermelon. Because we hate black people. We're my wife's going through mail that got left in the mailbox, which was open to the rain for like 6 or 8 weeks while we weren't here. A lot of Feely Pack-worthy aged documents. Derwolf says, I've really been enjoying the NS13 content, but one thing I've noticed is that there isn't much food available in the first few days of an ascension. I don't mind the low-end food and booze, there just isn't much of them. Yeah, one thing that I keep meaning to do is I keep meaning to go in and just add like a couple more booze drops and a couple more food drops in the haunted kitchen, right? Because I don't know if there's any reason for anybody to go there now. But if you had a good chance of getting some food or some booze every adventure in there, well, every adventure that you didn't encounter a paper towel geist, I guess, then I think maybe that would make it more of a sort of viable place to adventure early on. I think we even had them sort of written. We had decided what kind of items were going to be in there, but you know, it's just one of those things where I need to sit down and do it. You know, once I decide to, it'll be an exciting update. Diesel says, why is the ridiculously huge sword a three-handed weapon when the protagonist only has it in one? Shouldn't he at least have it in two? Well, he's not. It takes three hands to swing it. Megan Image says, question to Jick, shouldn't the bad moon area have a bathroom on the right? That's funny. Zoltang says, why is it that lion oil won't drop until after you get a bird rib? Well, the reason for that is because we believed that, well, okay, first of all, the bird rib doesn't make any sense, right? The way that drops. It's not actually dropping from a bird. So what we were afraid of was that, wait a minute. Yeah, okay, that's right. What we were afraid of was that people wouldn't know where to go to get the lion oil. And, or rather, people wouldn't know where to go to get the bird rib, but they would know where to go to get the lion oil, so we wanted to make sure that before they got the lion oil, they had the bird rib from that zone. If you know everything, that seems like a really lame mechanism. It seems like, you know, why the fuck wouldn't you let this drop if I fought this lion first? And, you know, it's one of those things where I honestly feel like people being pissed off about that, it's worth it to prevent all of the other people who would get frustrated and not know where to go to get the bird rib. You know, ideally, there would be an obvious place. You know, you would have encountered a bird somewhere. But, you know, it had to be a bird rib for the joke. And, you know, it kind of made sense to put it in there. And that mechanism was there solely for the narrative benefit of newbies. So, you know, it's one of those cases where our design philosophy is just going to butt heads with what, you know, the sort of hardcore players of the game want. And that's just sort of tough. You know, because that's how it is. Alphonse Braun says, turtle tamers get turtle pheromone adventures, so why can't us seal clubbers get a little time with our friends, the seals? Well, the thing is, the seals in the Northlands are evil. The seals in Kingdom of Loathing are, you know, they're cute and friendly, and all they want to do is balance a ball on their nose. So there aren't seals that you need to club, except for Gorgolok, the internal seal, the presidential seal. Ansel Rath says, what is your favorite color of sweater? I hate sweaters, but black, like my soul. Fruity Boosh says, why do you still get attacked when you tangle up your opponent using the Spectre Scepter? Well, because that's actually a D level and not a stun. And that's why. There are other places where it describes your enemy as getting tangled up in stuff when there is only a 50-50 chance that it's actually going to prevent it from attacking you. And I don't know why it's bothering people so much on the Scepter, but it doesn't bother people on, like, the spider web, for instance. Hoshi Nokabe says, when I acquired the ancient bronze token, a frowning face was depicted. Now, I don't know about you, but acquiring an item generally doesn't make me sad. Yeah. That's a place where my scripts for telling me where I still need to draw pictures cannot see. Harmlithrisis says, I've been experimenting with the level 11 and 12 foods, specifically super salads and wontons. It seems that the wontons rarely make up for the turn spent at the wok, not to mention the dry noodles and MSG. Were wontons intended to both have a higher and lower adventure range than the salads that are kicked up to make them? Well, they were designed to be equivalent to the high mains, but give you, or not the high mains, the things that aren't high mains, but give you more stats. So whether or not they're more effort to get, I mean, theoretically, you know, it's because there are fewer turns required to get the, to cook, right? That, I don't know. We had a whole set of ideas that seemed really good at the time. You know, they are better than other foods in the game. They might not be the best thing in the world to eat. They might not make sense to get in an ascension run, but if, you know, if it's close, then it's, you know, we did a reasonable job. If it's not close, then we did a shitty job. And if that's the case, then, you know, maybe that's something we can look at later. Melfina says, 12 scorpions? That's either ridiculously rocking plus one or really fucking scary slash annoying. Maybe you should look into an animal that eats scorpions that you can live with. Well, we have cats. The best thing, I'm told, is chickens. So we should get some chickens inside the house. Artea says, hey, Jick, you should make a combat item called Goddamn Bombs and make them a quest item so they disappear when you ascend. Shop Troll says, it's been a while since the Yuletide Troll was released. Any chance of giving us Spades a hint for what some of the effects do? In particular, Frosty the Hitman, Violent Night, and Don't Rest. I don't remember what they do. Oh, Maladitis says, sorry, double effectiveness Gravy Fairy eliminating stat gains and meat drops. I'm sure you know what I meant. I actually didn't know what you meant. I assumed that you had omitted the word doubling, so you meant eliminating stat gains and doubling item drops. Huh. Shop Troll says, another question, will we see equipment for turtle tamers and sorcerers that provide a buff length of 7, like the Accordion Thieves Calavera Concertina? There's no reason not to do that, but we didn't have any specific plans to. It kind of made sense as a steel-only item, because you could conceivably get that going through natively. I suppose, you know, we could give turtle tamers some sort of totem that you could create out of a turtle that you found using the pheromones, and that would totally make sense. And then sorcerers, what would they see? Huh. Maybe we should give sorcerers the ability to make some kind of potion that lets them enter, like the shadow potions on in Super Mario Brothers 2. We give sorcerers some kind of potion that lets them enter the shadow sauce world, and something in there gives them. Because if there's one thing we need, it's more awesomeness thrown at sorcerers. That's definitely something we're short of with NS13. Synthetic says, care to comment on the disappearance of the secretive Mason? He certainly did disappear. Avisaria says, Frozen Hands never did anything for me. Well, did you ever attack anything with melee? Porcupine Spotter says, if the familiar percentage thing would be confusing to new players, couldn't you just have Toot make a comment on it when you first get a familiar? Toot doesn't get enough action. I don't want the tutorial talking to you about ascension, right? And I don't, you know, I really don't want to make the tutorial any more complicated than it already is. Because, you know, people always say, well, like, you know, the tutorial should explain elemental weaknesses to people. And I just don't think that that's true, because I don't feel like I don't feel like those things are important to the sort of core coffee break gameplay that we're trying to provide for the vast majority of the people who play the game. And I think that it would just confuse people. It wouldn't confuse people. It's not that I think people would be incapable of understanding it. They would just think, well, fuck, I'm never going to remember this. This game is too complicated for me. And, yeah. Jacques Treatment says, you can find the smiley face bubble necklaces at the Oriental Trading Company online. Maybe they were too expensive to buy in the kind of bulk that we needed to, or we couldn't buy enough of them or something. Because I remember looking there, but not actually finding them. But, huh. I don't see. Imagine Ninja says, I believe that enough data on garnishes has been collected. After all, cocktail crafting has been around since before NS13. That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about data on what the actual impact is of the garnishes that you get on day one of your run, and what that means in a larger context, which I don't think that enough competitive ascension has been done yet to gauge what's going on with any of that, because according to the people in the forums, there is no competitive ascension going on because we fucked up the game so bad that nobody is bothering to compete. They're all just farming lucre, to which I say, it's going to be an exciting couple of months for the people who do want to speed ascend right now, because they get the leaderboards all to themselves. Getting a lot of... Christy Bunny says, why are you limited to one bounty per day? From what I've been told, it makes it so it takes a year to get a full outfit. That seems unfair/unreasonable. Is there an underlying reason behind it? Okay, it only takes 45 days to get the full bounty hunter outfit. So that's, there's plenty of stuff that you can get there without doing that time commitment. Sure, if you want one of everything, it takes about a year. Right? What is it? It's 345 days. And, I don't think people will argue that the tome is just totally necessary for speed ascension, and maybe that's true. And they will argue that you shouldn't expect a 200-day non-ascension commitment from people in order to be competitive speed ascenders. And you can say I shouldn't do that, but I'm going to. I mean, it's... I never meant for competitive play to be something that you did all the time. And, I'm going to design the game that I want to design, right? And the fact that you used to be able to do back-to-back speed runs was an accident. It was a flaw. And I know, but Jake, it was so exciting. It was so much more interesting that way. Well, I don't like it. I want you to have to do some prep work. And, in this case, I want you to have to do a lot of prep work if you want to be really, really, really good at it. There's, the game already rewards having been around for a year, so formalizing that doesn't make me an asshole. Yeah, I'm just saying. Maladitis says, no white wedding in Whitey's Grove? You could have a wedding veil for another temporary blindness item. Now, there is a white wedding reference. Yeah, all kinds of people finding that Mr. A thing. Drizzle says, comment. Recently I had the low-level bounty. It was something to be gotten from Degrassi Knoll. It was a muscle sign ascension. I couldn't collect that. Bug or feature? Well, neither, really. It wasn't like we decided, let's make it so people can't get this bounty this much of the time. But my comment on the forums was, I don't really feel like that's hitting that many people that much of the time. So, I'm not really worried about it. And Naked Juice says, I just got back from a Blue Oyster Cult concert. Rock and roll! Woo! Oh, man, I hope they played Don't Fear the Reaper, because otherwise they wouldn't have played any songs at all. Get it? The implication is that Blue Oyster Cult only has one song. Rickett says, how about that bird rib / lion oil drop mechanism only works on the first few ascensions? Eh. And then Magenta says, surely the logical place to get the bird rib from would be the Black Forest. You've already gotten two bird parts from there, so a third would be reasonably logical, right? Yeah. And then Deathlib says, for the bird rib, you should add a white dove to the grove. Or just a white winged dove. And then it could sing a song that sounded like it was singing. I'm running out of questions, and so I'm gonna play some more songs again. So we had the Pixies, then we had Crash Test Dummies. What should we listen to now? How about some REM? My wife is suggesting songs from new REM albums. I'm not playing any friggin' new REM. Let's see. This is a good amount of good REM, and then I might have a couple minutes to polish off the last of the questions, and then that'll do the trick. What album is that song on? Do you know? It is apparently on Up. All right, fine. All right, I'll see you guys after a bunch of REM.
Oh, leaving department, 3 a.m. Staff cuts have socked up the overage. Directives are posted, no callbacks, complaints. Everywhere is calm. Hong Kong is present, Taipei wakes up. Talk of circadian rhythm. I see today with the news crunch. Afraid my night is colored. Headache, great day sleeper. They're leading the blind with their international glories. I'm the screen, blinding light. I'm the screen, I work at night. I see today with the newsprint gray. My night is colored. Say why. Fluorescent, flat, caffeine light. It's furious balancing. I'm the screen, the blinding light. I'm the screen, I work at night. I see the day with the newsprint gray. My night is colored.
Back one last time. The Gunrun asks, how clean would you say your office is? Cleaner than any other room in the building. My office in particular. The office, I would say, pretty filthy overall. It's not filthy, it's cluttered. Let's see. Tutori says, any chance of getting some new recipes for basic pasta mastery? I'm rather dreading my Pastamancer Bad Moon run because they don't really have anything to help them out. Yeah, I could see how in the middle levels that's the truth. This guy was pushing for a long time for there to be some more basic pasta mastery recipes after the skills got pushed to 15. And they did kind of take a hit because, you know, rather than giving them a bunch of new level 15 recipes like we did with Disco Bandits, we sort of took some of their existing shit and crammed it into another skill. So, yeah. Maladitis says, mix Icy Vapor Hotness Inhaler multi-use, please. It should already be coded for that. AkAkAk47 says, play Neutral Milk Hotel and Freebird. I'll play some Neutral Milk Hotel on the way out. Putinesca says, speed ascenders like ascending as fast as possible. The lucre rewards are good for speed ascension, but you can't speed ascend and collect the lucre at the same time, so that is why you have upset speed ascenders. Well, see my earlier point. You can't always be speed ascending. And that's just, that's the way that I want it to be. let's see. Christy Bunny says, so the reason you're limited to one bounty per day is because of the speed ascenders? No, it's because I wanted something in the game that you can do one of per day that had a nice long-term reward for people but didn't take up all of their time to do it. It didn't really have anything to do with speedrunners because the skill is just as useful for farming as it is for speedrunning. It's just that it's also useful for farming during speedrunning, and so it's, you know, going to be essential to some degree for leaderboard runs. So, whatever. Grimdell says, with the worms in the desert beach, any chance of spice drops? Yeah, those were supposed to get drops. They just didn't. The Gunrun says, first he asks how I met my wife. I met my wife through KOL. How well do you remember the day you created KOL? I remember the day that I did the first amount of work on it relatively well. I sat on the couch in my friend Steve's house that I was living in and drew a page of stuff. And then I went back into my tiny little room and scanned it. That's what I did. Anyway, that was everything. So I'm going to, play that requested Neutral Milk Hotel. If I can find the... Oops. Clicked on the wrong thing. You almost got some negative land instead, and wouldn't that have been disappointing to those of you expecting Neutral Milk Hotel? I'm just going to go with the first King of Carrot Flowers, even though it's short, and hope that a dead heart is ready. And I will ask, ready? Question mark. And a dead heart is always ready. All right, so I'll. I think Scully and I are actually going to do the show together on Monday. Reunited! And it's going to feel so good for you, the listening public. So we'll see you then.